This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is now in its second day with no clear view of what comes next. John O'Loughlin is a geography professor at CU Boulder. He talked with CPR News about what he believes is a worst-case scenario.
I think there's a chance, I hope I'm wrong, that NATO could be more directly involved. And Putin's speech was a very scary one, where he, I think, essentially threatened a nuclear retaliation with those who try and stop him.
Professor O'Loughlin studies the former Soviet Union and has worked in Ukraine. There's more from that conversation in just a few minutes this morning. Colorado leaders are responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Senator John Hickenlooper says the U.S. stands ready to support the people of Ukraine and called for President Biden to impose more sanctions on Russia. Congressman Doug Lamborn criticized Biden administration foreign policy. He also called for the president to support more American oil and gas production as a matter of economic and national security. The Colorado State Patrol confiscates more methamphetamine than any other drug from Colorado's highways, but fentanyl seizures are growing. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
More than 1,400 pounds of meth was seized on Colorado highways in 2021. That's a huge increase from the previous year, which saw about 300 pounds of methamphetamine confiscated. But officers say they're also seeing more fentanyl seizures. In fact, there was a 400% increase in fentanyl found in 2021 compared to the previous year. Officers also seized cocaine and heroin. Colorado State Patrol officers seized more drugs than any other state in a five-year period. California was second. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy says the home in Westminster that exploded Tuesday has not had electric or natural gas service since last April. A man's remains were recovered at the scene. City crews had boarded up the building, which was supposed to be uninhabited. The explosion is still under investigation. Clearing skies and rising temperatures across Colorado this weekend. This is CPR News.